ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of the Beyond Retro Podcast. I am Nathan Kennedy, here with the man behind the mask, Joe Amato, and apparently he has another mask that he would like to show us right now. So, Joe, what's going on?
So, you got this quality Jason Voorhees mask right here. Now, what would you pay for something like this, Nathan? What would you expect this to be sold for at the stores? I was just kind of shocked at the price of this, but what would you say?
Well, I'm assuming that this is a NECA, or, you know, the ones that are in stores are from NECA, and usually those range anywhere between $30 and $40.
Okay, well, this was going to shock the shit out of you. Got this for 50% off at the whole giant price of $3.21. And you'd be like, huh? Well, Doug Turner, as you know from Pop Culture Network, he said, Joe, go to Rite Aid. He says, you know how they always have those cheap-ass, you know, just white hockey masks? They always sell those around Halloween time. They're, you know, absolutely cheap as crap. Yeah. He said, they got this over there. I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, and it was like supposed to be only like $5 or something. And when I went, sure shit, they were there when it was 50% off. But what's crazy is this, it was on a little hanger with a piece of cardboard, and it said Rite Aid, and it said hockey mask. It's a Rite Aid brand hockey mask. It's Jason's, but they call it a hockey mask. But I was like, what?
Yeah.
So,
wow. I don't think
they're usually.
Man, I don't think we have any Rite Aids around us anymore. The one that I remember having in my hometown closed like 2 years ago. I'm actually going to look that up
now.
Oh,
man.
Look it up. What's the quality like when you tap on it? Is it pretty like sturdy?
Look.
Huh. Wow.
And it's not one of those flimsy ones, because you know how usually they're flat and flimsy or crap. This is a hard quality. And I was like, how did they do this? I don't understand. I mean, I know that they could just say, oh, hockey mask just like the others, but we know what this looks like. But it's under Rite Aid's brand. Huh. It's Rite Aid, and it says hockey mask. It's, I think, normally like $5 or $5.50, but it was half off, and with tax, it came to $3.21. So anyone out there, if you're wanting a good quality Jason Voorhees mask, go to Rite Aid out of a place.
That's amazing. And the detail on it for the price, that's actually really nice.
So, I mean, you couldn't beat it. I mean, because I remember getting some of those little cheap ones at Rite Aid and other stores for like $5, $6, those white ones that are flat. So, yes, and thanks, Doug, for giving me the tip on this. But I went, and your local Rite Aid should have the sucker. Get a great mask for a super cheap price.
I'm going to have to, I actually just looked it up. I'm going to have to travel quite a ways, but it might be worth it for the price.
Hey, do they have anything on their websites? Do they have a Rite Aid website, as stupid as it sounds?
I mean, I'm sure they have a website, but I would imagine that they're wouldn't be a mask for sale on there.
There could be at Halloween time, but of course then you got your shipping, which would probably make it more anyways. But
I want to try to go out to a Spirit Halloween store, because that would be nice.
Okay.
I'm going to have to make the huge trek.
How far is it from you for that Rite Aid?
Oh, the Rite Aid, I'd probably have to travel at least 45 minutes.
Oh, did you be spending? See, well, then, hey, use this logic. By the time you go drive all the way out there and drive all the way back, and hopefully they have it, but if they didn't, but either way, you're probably going to spend about $10 worth of gas, so maybe you should check the Rite Aid's website and see what their shipping is. You get it probably for the same price.
Well, I mean, at that rate, I may as well just spend the money and get a good quality mask. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that one's quality, but you know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of people out there that make Jason masks from the various films. Like, it would be nice to have one from Part 7.
Oh, I know what you mean. No, I know what you mean.
Do you have any plans to mod that at all, or are you just going to keep it
No, I was just... I'm just going to keep it as is, but you know, I mean, I guess since they're so damn cheap, and if there's more over there, I can always get another one and see if I can screw around.
When you put it on,
Oh, if it's perfect, it's nice, form-fitting. It's like the, because there's other kind of ones that were kind of official similar to that, and it just has a good form fit to your face.
So
it doesn't feel off.
Could we be seeing a new,
maybe modify one into something, huh? Oh, for a new mask. Maybe. That'd be a good idea. Maybe I could see if I could do some weird spitball, and I'll go buy another one today. Because this one, I would just let you know, the Rite Aid, it's literally two blocks from my house. It's right down there, so I could definitely get another one of these suckers.
I imagine even though it's two blocks away, is like the counter, is that chained off, like blocked off?
Oh, no, all good. No, chained off, no nothing. It's fine. It's fine. So you don't have to worry about any glass windows or anything, or putting the money in the thing to rotate it around. I still can't believe that nowhere around you has the glass, you know, blocked off areas for when you go.
No, the only thing I can think of even remotely close to that is, you know how at gas stations they have like the little box, like if it's attached to a grocery store or whatever, and you put the money in there and they slide it in. Like that's as close as it gets around here. Nothing, okay. Nothing like the hood, Joe.
All right, well, just check it. So, but there, that's a little tip for everybody for a money saver and a great quality item.
That's just amazing. I'm surprised that there's no weird, like, it's strange that they got away with that. Just having a thing, it just says Rite Aid hockey mask. When clearly that is a licensed product.
It sure looks like it. I know everybody could say, well, Jason's mask is just a hockey mask. They can get away with, you know, and I guess, but yeah, I don't know. But this sure looks almost damn official. There's nothing on in the inside, though. There's no, like, stamps of any kind of country, companies, nothing. It's just blank. Blank on the inside. I'm looking at it now. Just double check. Yep, just blank.
Really?
So, no stamp. Yeah, no stamp on the inside. Just, yeah, there's nothing. Nothing.
Weird.
I'm looking around all the edges, so. But that's it. So now, how about we talk about a movie great 80s movie that shows that you could do something that a lot of people could say, oh, man, it's cheesy. It's bad special effects, which, shit, look at the recent Critters movie. I mean, it looks worse than the original. I'm not saying the original is bad, but.
I haven't watched that new one.
Oh, don't.
Yeah,
that new one was just. Oh, God, it was horrible. I mean, see, I don't understand, like, what has happened now with, like, movies in general. And it's not to say, like, oh, everything in the 80s is good and now sucks. No, it ain't that. It's just, like, the acting, the pacing, the music, the mood of it, the whole new version of that Critters. Just, it was off. It was horrible. It's... And, of course, the whole plot, it's, you know, the basis of it was, like, all the critters that exist are the evil ones, and this savior critter that popped up, coincidentally, was a white female, and they even said it. The woman who's in the original Critters, she appears in this new one, and she somehow had a conversation to where she understood why this one came. She said, you're the good one that came to kill all the evil ones.
Okay, yeah, no, I pass. I'm good.
Yeah, so heroic white female and all the black male critters were evil. That is from their words in the movie. I was like, oh, okay, that's a weird message. I heard, strange. So it's like, I don't go for that kind of crap in movies. Don't push your little politics or whatever. It seemed like they were trying to do some little messages like, don't say crap like that. That's horrible to say something like that. Let's just go back.
I think the only time underlying messages really work in these things is like when George Romero's Dawn of the Dead always springs to mind first, as like consumers in a mall are kind of like hordes of zombies in a way.
Oh.
That's the only way I'll take it. Once you really start getting political, like, if you're going to do that, like, do some other kind of movie. Don't.
I mean, it's like, why? Why would you put, you know, like this, an agenda in a horror movie? It's like, it's a horror movie. We've always loved damn critters. Just let me fun and crazy. And now we'll just get to the original Critters. The thing is, were there parts in it that could make you laugh a little? Sure, but that movie was tense, especially when you're a little kid. You're watching it and you're seeing these, you know, the furry creatures with these sharp teeth, and it's from another planet, and what they're doing to people and things, they were scary as hell.
Yeah.
There wasn't nothing fun about a critter.
It definitely, I would say, springs more towards a younger audience watching it as an adult. And I want to also state right now that I've only seen pieces of this on TV over the years, so I've never actually sat down and watched it in full. So so this was the first time actually absorbing the entire film, and I think this would be a good movie to show a younger person, like a little kid. Not too young, but I think it's a good middle in between. It's scary enough. It's tense enough to get them invested. But I think as an adult, are there a lot of like hokey parts? Of course, but that I kind of want that, and I sort of obviously expected it from this film.
But not like over the top hokey, because you know you could still it serious for what it was. Yeah. You know, like them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say like the special effects in it for me were the huge selling point. Like, yeah, we don't get
damn good.
Yeah, we don't get as much as I think I would have liked, and clearly in some spots they framed it and made the lighting a little dim, probably to hide some certain aspects of it. But I really enjoyed the creature designs, and we need to state right now that this movie was not like the ripoff of Gremlins, because it's been stated before that the writer of the movie had this idea in his head well before pre-production on Gremlins even started. So it's just sort of like coincidental, and they're kind of different things anyway. So I hate the fact that anytime I've seen critters mentioned on the internet, it's always like, oh, it's a ripoff of Gremlins. It's not.
You know, and that's what's weird, I guess, because I've never really looked for on the internet to see how people said that. I never heard that in my life. Like when I was growing up, yeah, we've seen Gremlins, we've seen Critters, we've seen Ghoulies, like all these little creature movies, and we never questioned it, and I never at one time ever thought it was a ripoff. I've never heard somebody say Critters was a ripoff of Gremlins myself.
It was just sort of the general consensus of things that I would just see anytime it was mentioned. It's like, oh yeah, that's and it makes sense because, you know, anytime Jaws, it's like, oh, well, Piranha and Orca and all this stuff. So,
yeah, I loved them just like, you know, as is, you know, their own movies. Like, you know, you think with Gremlins, you know, you first have a nice, cute, happy little Mogwai and it's nice. You feel comfortable. And when it gets wet, then they multiply. But then if they eat, then they turn into these nasty creatures. Then it gets freaky. But Critters from the get-go, yeah. It's like, I never want to touch that little fucker. I mean, those things are just, they're pure evil. Even the bounty hunters, if you remember them, I remember when I was a kid and I first seen them. They scared me almost as much as the critters, like when they were first morphing into, you know, to look like a human being, and they do that. And then when they were going to look for the Krites, and it seemed like they were causing destruction. As a kid, I was confused. I always thought they were just like bad guys, too. I was like, well, they're bad guys, but they're going for the other bad guys. I didn't understand. It took a few times to watch, and as I got a little older to understand, what? Oh, they're bounty hunters.
Was this another movie that you saw in its theatrical run, or is this something that you caught?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Sounds about right. I could see this playing at like a drive-in as a double feature, mm-hmm. or something else. Maybe like the first feature and then maybe something a little more sultry and adult for the, mm-hmm. the later viewing. But any vivid memories of going to the theater and seeing that for the first
time? This one was not a drive-in. No, this one wasn't a drive-in one. This is one I did see in the theaters, because you're right. I've seen a lot of them in drive-ins. But that was one with the family, and it was. I just remember being scared. I remember the crowd, you know, kind of doing a little ooh and ow at times. I don't remember it being a gigantic full theater, because, like I said, I usually have vivid memories of at least when I would go to theaters for almost all the movies, whether it's drive-through or well, like I just said, at theaters. But it was just a nice little crowd. And I think it was one of them smaller ones. We had a couple small theaters in the area we were at, but people dug it. They're into it.
I think that's funny that your parents are just like, yep, well, yeah, Critters. All right, let's go.
Well, that's the thing. They always, you know, would tell me about, you know, well, this is fake. This isn't real. So that's why I told you at such a young age, watching Halloween.
I think it's awesome that your parents were just like, probably saw a TV spot or something, just like, that looks good. Let's take a little Joey this weekend. All right.
No, but it's true. They could get into all that. That's what I liked. It's never particular. Like, let's just go see an action movie or just a comedy.
That's cool. Anytime I would have to go to the theater with my parents, it was always something like fucking Sister Act or the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, like, or Forrest Gump. Like, that's great that having that shared experience was with all of these random horror films in the mid-80s.
I think, It isn't. I told you, I guess that's why I had a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of good memories, you know, before they got divorced. I just, like I said, with the Friday the 13th ones, most of those were seen in the drive-ins. And I would be up front. I'm the youngest, so my brother and sisters would be in the back seat, and most of the time they'd fall asleep. And it's you know, those drive-in movies would go late. And I was petrified when I was seeing with Jason, but I was safe because I was between my mom and dad, who would always put their arms around me to hold me. So it's like I'm scared and safe all at the same time. So when certain one of the Friday the 13th movies comes on, I kind of have like a little reminiscing memories of how I seen
them. That's fantastic. I wish I wouldn't have been such a pansy, and I wish I would have absorbed those a little more when I was younger. And
well, was it, I mean, did they let you watch that stuff though? I mean, it's not you being a pansy.
No, if it was on, and my dad would be like, all right. Cause I'd be like, can I watch it? And he'd be like, okay. At your own risk. But no, I would quickly, you know, anytime it would start to get too tense, I would change the channel or stop the tape.
Right.
Whatever. But no, I wish I had been, I wish that I would have had that same experience of, well, this is fake and this is fake. Because I think that helps to tell a kid that it's not real. Because in your mind, watching that, you're like, this is real.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, that's great that you just took it like a man as a boy. Did you cover your eyes a lot? Or were you just like glued? You're just like, all right, I got to do it. I can do this.
You know, I think the only time I remember covering my eyes in some of the movies, and especially with the critters, was when they would, like, bite into somebody. It kind of, like, made me wince to where I'd look the other way. I mean, if, you know, other horror movies with somebody getting smashed in the head with an axe or using any of the weapons like Jason would or Michael, I never, you know, winced. But when, I don't know, when I feel like something's biting you, it always, like, threw me off because I was like, man, a doll could be biting me like that or a cat, so I could relate. I think I did wince when they would, especially that poor father in that movie, Jesus, they were just biting him every single turn.
It's funny too, the only name that I remember from this movie is Brad.
Okay,
because
you remember, I thought you at least remember Charlie, because you know he's always like, you know, they think he's insane.
Well,
and he's getting the messages through his teeth,
but I don't like Brad's the one that sticks out because Dee Wallace is screaming it for the last 30 minutes of the movie.
yeah.
Which
she was a gotcha. Go ahead.
Which makes sense, but I reached a point. I'm like, can we use some other thing here? Just not use his name. It's just any time. It's like Brad, where are you going? And it's funny to me Dee Wallace would be in this picture after, because this is after E.T. This is after The Howling and everything. It's like,
she was like in so many things in Cujo.
Yeah,
E.T.
Was this sort of like a downturn in her career? Not that that's like a
knock.
Know.
You know,
not honestly, that that's a knock on the movie, but it's just after doing all of those pictures, it's strange to me that she would have been like, oh yeah, I'll do this. It just seems sort of out of place for me.
I guess I never really thought of it until you just said that. I never thought about, was that kind of like when you stopped really seeing her much? Was after Critters? I honestly don't know.
It could be. I didn't really study her filmography or anything, but I just noticed. I'm like, well, this came out in 86. E.T. was before this. Howling's before this. I'm like, maybe it's just a point of like taking it and staying relevant. But the one of the best things starting off in this film is I love, absolutely adore the New Line Cinema, the old logo with the red, because it always makes me think of Nightmare on Elm Street every time. Before they changed it to the film reel, did I lose Joe?
I lost you for a second.
There you are. Yeah, we had like a brief pause. Absolutely adore the old New Line Cinema logo because it always makes me think of Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't even know why I said Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Always something about it. I wish that anytime, because I think New Line's part of Warner Brothers now, so anytime that they do that, especially with like It Chapter 2, or maybe they should have done with it, they should have went back to that old, because I love it. It's got that little strobing effect, and then it always makes me think of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, God, well, I remember that being in the theater. Again, remember before the days of the internet, and also before the days of 8,000 different logos for this movie, Paramount, through Columbia, yeah, through TriStar. It's like, okay, can we just have one? But back in the day, we'd be in the theater, and before the movies would start, here come the previews. And anytime you've seen that New Line Cinema, everybody said, oh, please let it be a New Elm Street. Please let it be a New Elm Street. And then we'd start hearing the music, yes! But that's how it was back in the day. You're right. Anytime we seen that logo, we knew, New Elm Street movie. And if it was ever anything else, like, huh?
Yeah, they. I mean, New Line Cinema doesn't have the nickname The House That Freddy Built for nothing.
Yeah.
And it's strange to think that, like, New Line Cinema did Lord of the Rings. And I'm kind of blanking on the rest. How about that? But no, let's let's go ahead and dive into this. One of the things I do enjoy is you don't get a lot of backstory at all on these. It's just a simple premise of these creatures are escaping and crash landing on Earth, and bounty hunters are coming to get them, and they're just going to eat whatever they can, which is kind of amazing, because they eat
first thing right when everything. They land, remember? Right when the doors open, remember, what are their first thing? Food. That's all they want to do. That's their first thought, is just going for food. That's all they do, is eat and consume and get bigger, as you see in the movie. Some get really big.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too, that where's the originality gone in Hollywood now? Like, these movies were getting just wide releases, and I guess if I just missed that. We don't get as much of that anymore. But there's not a huge body count in this movie either. Like, no one... I think it's honestly just, what, that one cop that dies?
Cop, the boyfriend that was getting molested by the girl in the barn.
Billy Zane.
Yeah, Billy Zane. I didn't even know. It's like, when I watched it, I was like, hey, I forgot. I didn't know that. Of course, back then, that's the first time you're seeing these people. Yeah. It's weird. Isn't that weird? Then when you watch movies year later, and then you go back and say, hey, he was in there. But yeah, that's, and it shows different times, you know, things. Like, it's not always, like, they always want to typically make it look like, man, back in the 80s, the guys were always trying, you know, like, seduce the girls and doing this. Like, it was flipped around this time. Yeah. I was kind of wanting to go home. She wanted to take him into the barn, and she initiated all that.
Yeah, she was pretty horny. She was ready to fuck.
Yeah, and she led to him getting killed, because, boy, that critter was tearing into his stomach. And, he got killed, and you're right, the sheriff got killed. Oh, that's what I liked, the one bounty hunter. You know, like, when they're coming to the planet, you see that they just have these, like, kind of yellow faces. But they have to, you know, look like they're from Earth, so they're getting, like, little... Yeah, so they're getting, you know, some communications, and the one guy looks like a rock star, and the other's like... You know, I don't know what to look like yet. And the first thing he does...
Just pick something. He picks the dead cop. And he can't talk because the critter had, like, taken out most of his throat. Those things, before they transformed, I'm just like, man, that makes, like, their heads just make me want, like, lemon drops or something.
Yeah, they were weird looking. And see, that was the other thing. I remember how creepy it was. Remember when they were kind of mutating and melting and morphing? That was kind of, you know, again, creepy too. But yeah, I liked how that one guy, like, say, he turns into dead cop, then he turns into, like, the reverend, then he finally, you know, turns into Charlie's face, and then, you know, you finally hear him speak. But, like, those are the moments where, okay, you could have a little laugh here and there, even though but the damn bounty hunters are shooting everything up, shooting shit up, just like going into the church. And destroys the organ and shoots what the hell is that? The pedestal to where the priest is, or blows that thing up. So
the pew, Joe.
Pew, thank you. I was like, what the hell is that? Pedestal, panel, something? But yeah, so they shot that. I was like, but God, if the priest was there, he got killed.
As the leader of a cult, Joe, you would think that you would know the proper terminology.
Yeah, I guess you see. I don't know it all. I don't. I admit that stuff. But so they had a couple parts that, yes, were there to make you laugh. Like, they even didn't know how to drive the, you know, our cars here. Or they're driving it backwards all the time.
Yeah, which that was great. Like, he's trying to shift it while the other one's playing with the shotgun that's, like, locked in to the seat. Uh-huh. And as they're going back, he just fires it. And I'm like, well, did he just shoot himself in the face?
He just blew, the roof off. The other part...
Well, I was going to say, that's the cool thing about the bounty hunters. It's just like, where are the crites? And then they just blow shit up. Where are the Christ?
Because people, we don't, yeah, and like we're supposed to know because everyone's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's all they're asking for, just trying to find the Christ. And like another part that could make you laugh to where it shows that you can have a little humor is the critters are speaking to each other or the Christ in their own little language.
Which I like. And when they're,
yeah, and I like that too because like, in the, but then they translate for us. Like yeah. The part when they're on the porch of, you know, the one family and they're talking about, you know, I don't think they have weapons. And then boom, shot and killed the other one. You're right. He says, fuck, but it's in their language. He takes off. So
yeah,
they had some funny parts. But it wasn't a silly movie. It wasn't corny. It just had parts that could make you giggle, but also feel frightened.
Yeah. But it's just a very basic premise. As we said, they crash landed. We got bounty hunters after them, but it's in a small town. So we're introduced to Brad and Charlie, who I guess Charlie's sort of like a farmhand. From mostly,
yeah.
What,
I mean,
what
he
I
just
gathered.
Looked like the local farmhand or local help because he was helping with cars too. But he's like
local
also maybe
lunatic.
Considered the local. Yeah, the town drunk who's nuts, because he's always saying things they think are out there. But, of course, this time he is, well, obviously spot on, but somebody's getting messages, something's going to happen,
yeah.
He's getting messages, feelings, and...
I mean, I haven't done any research into this, but has it been scientifically proven that it, back then, if you were to get feelings, because Saved by the Bell would do
Saved
shit like this.
Saved by the Bell would screech! Yeah, yeah!
And I'm just like... Has it... And it's probably something I should have looked up before we started.
Could you get signals through your fillings?
Yeah.
I actually have no idea, but
and,
you're, I didn't think
about that. And how
would
that even work? Is it? It's just the vibration would hit there, and then like your brain's just going to process, and it's going to pick up like a radio wavelength. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be weird? What if there is an urban legend where somebody said, hey, if I was around, like you said, maybe a radio and picking up signals, sometimes it can come through my teeth. That'd be funny if you looked that up after we're done with the show, if they said, yeah, it actually happened in a couple places back then. But I didn't realize that it was used in a couple until right when you said what you're saying, I was like, he's going to mention probably Screech from Saved by the Bell. And
so using that as a plot device was kind of funny, but yeah, the bounty hunters are going around wreaking havoc, and I did like, because I couldn't really make it out on the dad, I'm like, he's wearing a bowling shirt, it kind of looks like Ghostbusters logo on there.
Pinbusters, maybe?
Yeah, it's the Pinbusters, or whatever, because you finally get that shot at the bowling alley from the guys on his team that are trying to get a hold of him, and it zooms, like, it's focused in and then zooms out, I'm like, oh, okay. I kind of wouldn't mind having one of those shirts because
that did look cool. And I remember being convinced. I was convinced that a critter was going to roll up, you know, from where the bowling balls come up.
Yeah, that
it was like a missed opportunity.
It really was. Like you know, have a guy who's like going to reach for it, and then he's like, "What the hell?" And then it shows him. It's like, and then everyone scatters, and then that's when you have the bounty hunters come in and wreck more shit.
Yep.
But
it was like a missed opportunity. They really could have took advantage of that. They're black. There's the giant black bowling balls, and rolling up through that would have just been perfect. But
And speaking of bowling alleys, man, those things were so popular in the 80s, end of the 90s. Do you have any nearby? We have one.
Yeah.
We have one about half hour away that has like laser tag and all this stuff. I haven't been in years. I would like to go, but I remember when bowling alleys were like the, this is what we're doing Saturday night all the time, midnight bowling.
Oh, yeah, it was like with bowling and arcades and all that. Maybe not as hot as, you know, it used to be, but, I mean, definitely with arcades, you know, just being scarce and them trying to bring up retro ones. But we still have had the same four ones around here since I was a kid, and they're still around. And, yes, people still go there. So, you know, it's just – I remember, hell, there was a time when bowling was on TV and you'd be catching on, like, on the weekends. And you always see, like, somebody named Earl Anthony or something. But I think
Earl Anthony? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about now.
I think, though, because I swear that's the name, because my grandma used to, when I would go visit my grandma on the weekends, I remember she would pop on bowling, then after that we'd watch some cartoons or something for me, but she had to watch her Earl Anthony. I got to see if that's right. I'm almost certain it was somebody named Earl Anthony.
I'll look him up. Joe, what's your highest score?
Oh, I'm horrible at bowling. I am horrible. I even when I'd watch it with her, I never really enjoyed it. And then when family, we'd go for around Thanksgiving just to go do that. It's like a tradition. I was never enthused and terrible. God, I'd be lucky if I get like 130. Just terrible at bowling.
I think my highest was about like 170. I'm not that good either. Earl Anthony, you are correct.
Was it? Okay. I thought the name sounded familiar. Yeah, she loves some Earl Anthony. I just have to sit there and watch her bowling until it was time to watch something else on TV.
Yeah, his rookie year was 1970. He bowled with his left hand. He had 43 PBA Tour wins and 10 majors. Passed away in 2001 at the age of 63. So rest in peace, Earl Anthony.
Rest in peace. And where else can you get a bowling reference and a whole biography on Earl Anthony than right here on Piano Metro, a horror podcast I'm about an old bowler? But
I see. I should have looked up the teeth thing instead of Earl Anthony. Yeah, we won't worry.
You know
about
what? The one thing that used to drive me nuts, though, I remember in that movie that I was waiting for a big impact, so much to where I actually did look this up the other day after watching it again, just getting it fresh, was when Brad's going to save his sister, and he goes up there and he lights one of his, you know, because he's making his homemade, you know, explosives and firecrackers and M80s, and he throws one at the critter, and the critter looks at it and he swallows it because they eat everything. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly he's sitting there waiting for the explosion. It looked like he compressed open, like, you know, a little bit big, and then he just fell over. And I always thought, why didn't he explode? I mean, you were waiting for that big boom. So I look it up. I guess that they didn't want to destroy the prop. They didn't have many of the certain stand-up critter props. They didn't want to blow them up because they didn't want to.
Hey, man. Hey, that makes sense. It's like, well, let's find a workaround. Well, what if he eats it and it explodes in his mouth, but then he just dies? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because that piece of dynamite was probably about as big as he was.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big piece. I remember there was one just a little bit bigger that he makes. I remember at the end when he throws it on the ship, because remember the critters, you know, blow up the house at the end to try to get away, and they're laughing, and then boom, they get blown up too. So there's a lot of good special effects. Like you said, a lot of explosions. I remember when I seen their house, I was like, dang, it's done. But those bounty hunters that gave that little device to him and everything, remember when he pushes it, it like made the house come back together. I thought that was kind of cool and weird.
No, yeah, no. It's kind of funny that they made that look like that special effect going in reverse and building the house was pretty impressive, especially when you have the static shot of them looking at the house and it's coming back together with the roof and everything, and then immediately just have a ship that's going off that doesn't look nearly as great as that. I was like, that made me kind of chuckle a little bit. It's like, oh, you can do that, but like making that look a little bit better was just a little too much.
Yeah, that was somehow some things were a little bit, like you said, a little bit better than others. But yeah, because I always wondered that one giant critter, because remember there was one that was super big, almost probably you could say almost big as the house.
Yeah.
But then in other angles wasn't. But they were taking the daughter, remember, onto the ship. And I was like, hostage? Or what's the reasoning on this? You're eating everything
breeding.
Else. What would have made?
Breeding. Definitely breeding. Yeah.
So we had a human and a critter. So mm-hmm. That would have been a... interesting.
Which, Joe, I imagine you've watched all of these. That doesn't happen at any point, right? There's no, like, cross.
Well, hey,
thing.
That's what I'm going to say. I have not seen 2 and 3 in so long, and I couldn't remember if there was a 4, but
yeah,
I haven't seen 2.
No, hey, in Critters 4, they go to space.
Okay. Why is it they always... You know, of course, they are from space, but you notice every damn franchise that takes the character to space just always has to mess it up. I mean... Jason X, don't get me wrong, I like certain parts of it, but it just felt, eh. And then you had Leprechaun in space, eh. And then you had Pinhead, where the whole entire ship was the box, and that was in space. It was like, I hated when they would, thank God, Michael Myers never went to space. I mean, that's
still
one
time.
That, you know,
still time.
Don't say, see, you could, there's certain characters, like, you figure, oh, they'd probably even find a way of doing Freddy, but Michael has a different presence about himself to figure he's above that. Not saying, you know, Jason deserves that shitty treatment, too, but it would just felt really weird for Michael to be in space. And like I said, I like parts of Jason X, but just weird.
I think when it comes to Jason X, it's more about the kills than anything. Yeah. Like,
they had some good kills.
Yeah, some really good kills. I think my favorite one is the face.
Cryogenic thing?
Yeah,
yep,
the
cryogenic. You're going to see.
Dipping her face in there, you see it smashing. And even Kane Hodder said that was one of his favorite kills.
Hell, that could be one of the best ones in the whole series. There's like, yeah. I think anybody who could think of Friday the 13th, you could probably off the top of your head on each movie think of your top kill, and it's almost going to be the similar kill of everybody, I bet. I bet you everybody think, yep, that's my top kill. Oh, that's my top kill.
Yeah, I would say there's a nice little handful that is going to be a mixture in everyone's top yeah. five. With the critters, though, they kind of have little almost porcupine-esque little spikes that they can
shoot
at people.
Yeah, little knockout needles or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Or...
Well, I don't think they were too strong because it didn't kill anybody and it didn't completely knock anybody out. It just made them sort of like they...
Paralyzed?
Had,
or...
like they had some Benadryl.
Yeah, yeah, like
made
a little
it just,
bit...
Yeah,
yes.
It just made them, like, drowsy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that no one in the family died. I thought the dad was going to eat it right there in the basement when he was getting attacked. But,
surprising. Nowadays, yeah. You know they're going to kill off the father figure in every movie. He's going to, whatever male figure is going to be in any horror movie, most of them, they're going to kill him off quick. Just like in this new, the recent Critter movie, they had to kill off that uncle, like, oh, make sure to kill him off. But yeah, back for that movie, you're right. It's surprising they didn't kill anybody, but it still kept you tense. That's the thing. Some movies would do the shock value of always having somebody die off, but. Yeah, nobody in the family died off, but you still fright. You know, you felt, you know, just tense and scared.
I mean, I didn't really feel tense or scared or.
Well, as a kid, I did. I know I remember just the parts that freaked me out. Just the thought of them big bastards and then popping up through windows or anywhere. It's like, God, could you imagine just these things being any spot you couldn't expect it because they're kind of smaller. They will get bigger though, but.
Now I will say, if there was one part to take out, that would be like, you know what. That would be pretty freaky, is when towards the beginning, Dee Wallace hears some rustling outside like a trash can, and she's right there at the sink and looks out and just sees like red eyes looking at her. Mm. Now that would freak me the fuck out.
It would. You always hate that within the darkness. We've always said, man, you know, things like when it's light inside your house and you're looking outside, you can't see into the darkness, but the darkness.
I've never been a fan of. Like open window, like floor plans and houses. Like if someone can actually look inside and see me at night, I don't enjoy that. That's why at my parents' house, when I would go, because I was upstairs, they redid the, I think I said this before, they redid the attic, and that's basically where my room was. So I would go downstairs, and the way that they had the foyer and the front door is, like, the front door is like a glass. Like, it's a wooden door, but it's got, like, a cutout piece that's just, like, glass. And I'm like, anyone can just be standing out there mm-hmm. just staring mm-hmm. in here right now. And I don't like that. And speaking of the red eye thing, I don't know if I told this story before. It's been so long. But my great-grandmother, when my great-grandfather passed away... There was one night that she was walking towards their bedroom after he had passed. And actually, no, this is right before he passed. This is like maybe a week or a month or something before he passed. He's laying in bed, and as she's walking there, and this is what she says. I don't know if it was ever, you know, she saw red eyes under the bed. So, yeah. Don't know about that one. Her house was actually really scary as well, because it's one, it was very old, but two, it had a lot of like weird corridors and smaller rooms, and just the way that it was laid out and the noises that it made at night, it was kind of a freaky house.
Yeah, I would have been creeped out. Yeah, I never liked that either. I mean, everywhere we grew up with always had the curtains drawn, just never at nighttime have it to where the curtains are open and people could see. Oh God. And there's so many people that like, they have no issues with that. Me, it's like, no, I'm making sure everything is covered up. I don't want people looking inside my house. I don't know what's out there. Who's
well,
out there.
To be fair though, Joe's probably doing a lot of things that people probably wouldn't want to be caught catching him, like seeing him do anyway. So
I guess, yeah. Don't want that shit being shown. No, but you know, it's funny, it's those that red icing you're talking about. I think I seen a video on YouTube where somebody like was feeding a raccoon that came up to their like back door at nighttime.
Nope.
And then they gave the food to the raccoon, closed the door, and then in the distance you seen like all these eyes go ping, 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 ping. Like all these raccoon eyes start lighting up that were sitting there waiting in the darkness. I'll have to link you to that. It's on YouTube. Ugh. It looks creepier and shit.
Yeah.
But no. If nobody's never seen Critters, you got to see it. This one is great. It's not going to feel dated. You're not going to watch and say, God, that's horrible special effects, or what a corny story or bad acting.
I mean, they could.
Well, it still well, I mean, when I'm comparing to, like I said, I always bring up that recent Critters. That is terrible acting. That is terrible effects. And that is corny. And this is the year 2019. You figure, oh, if they're making a Critter movie now, man, look out for these special effects. And the acting should be pretty damn spot on. Nope. It feels 10 times worse than this original one. That's, I mean, this one, you could show it now and it would just fit in just right. At least in my opinion.
With the new one, is it mostly CG or is it just like really shitty puppets?
They try the puppets. It's just bad. And just the pacing, the acting, God, is it terrible.
One more thing that I do miss as well that I actually really, really enjoyed in this movie. I miss the POV shots.
Oh, yeah. I miss that.
You don't get that so much anymore. Now it's just like jump scare, jump scare, jump scare.
Yeah, especially when it's like chasing up on somebody as they're crawling away, and like you see, like, you know, like the back of their feet as the Critter's coming up on them or something. Yeah,
I miss that. Because to me that builds up tension. It's like, oh, well, look where they are. This is where they're going, and then you can build to a jump scare, whether it's from them or just like a false thing, like it's someone else grabbing them. Ha ha ha.
Because you know exactly, you're right, when you see that point of view shot from the Critter, you know it's the Critter, and you know, my God.
Yeah, obviously, too, because the way it's shot, it's like right there on the ground, which I thought was
right. Bad. But it's still, it makes you, like you said, it creates tension, and it can make you nervous, especially when you see when it was going up to, like, well, Dee Wallace, when she's there in the kitchen, and it's going up to the garbage cans where the cat is, and I thought the cat bit the dust there when you didn't see it no more, and it's like, Chewy. Oh, it's still alive, but Chewy, yeah.
I'm assuming that the cat was named after the Star Wars character.
Probably. Yeah. I'd assume.
There was something else I was going to say, and now I can't remember. Oh, no. I was going to say, if you want to see Dee Wallace just really giving it her all in terms of, like, crying, this is the movie for you. She's always been good at that, though. She's always been, like, a convincing, like, crier on screen.
Yeah, I remember, boy, I remember when she was in that car with her boy in Cujo. Man, I think that's what maybe really got me freaked out of Big Dogs back then. But man, I thought kids dying, there's the sweat in their asses off, she's screaming. I was like, oh, man, I just didn't like watching Cujo. That's a movie I can't go back to watch. It just makes me too damn nervous. I don't like watching Cujo.
There are some films in this genre where, like, if the last bit of the runtime is just a lot of screaming, I can't really handle it too much. Like, there was a lot of that in The Babadook. I don't know if you've watched that, Joe. It's a newer movie, but towards the end, it's kind of just a lot of screaming, and I'm like,
I'll have to check it out, but I do have to check out all the other Critters now. I gotta watch 2 and 3 again. I gotta get all familiarized with the other Critters I haven't seen in so long. But I think I enjoyed this one just as much as I did when I was a kid. You know how sometimes, like you said, when you're an adult, you know, your thoughts and your feelings change on certain movies, but I think I enjoyed this movie just as much as I did when I was a kid. So
yeah,
remember we had our 5-star system we used to do on this? Right. I know yours ain't going to be as high as mine, but I still give it 5 stars out of 5. 5 out of 5.
I was kind of thinking about it when I was finishing up. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
You know, it's something that I would recommend to people, but I wouldn't set expectation too high. You know, Joe's over here telling you guys, maybe there's not corny parts. I think people would be like, it's kind of corny.
Not as much as some people would like. Because, I mean, there's some people that really will say, you know, a lot of things are, you know, corny. You know, everybody has a different interpretation of what their corny is. But I'm just saying, comparing it to, like, some other movies, it's not as corny. Is there sure? I mean, some part? Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I forgot. Last week, I didn't give my stars for my Jason Lives. I'm giving that bastard a 5, too, so I forgot to give a 5. Can't believe I forgot that last week.
Yeah, 5 stars here. I can't believe we did forget that thing. We just got wrapped up in the other stuff, and it's like, oh, well, let's go ahead and wrap it up, and blah, blah, blah. But, no, with Critters, recommend it. I think it's... It's just good fun. It's brisk. It's under 90 minutes. I think it clocks in about 87, and that's with credits. So
you notice a lot of the movies back then, especially horror ones, always clocked in at like 88 minutes, 89 minutes,
nothing
87.
Wrong. Hey, nothing wrong with that. We know what we're getting, and with that amount of runtime, straight to the point. Let's get to the kills. Let's get to the monsters, and that's what we're there for.
Definitely.
All right. Well, Joe, before we do wrap this up, you got any projects? I know that, I don't know if it's nearby, if you want to tie that in to Critters, but didn't you?
Well, I'm going to be sending it off because I was putting something else in with the customer, the one who has this now. I was going to give him something extra with it, but let me go get it because I'll be shipping next week. But yeah, hold on.
All right. Well, while Joe goes and gets that, he'll probably come back and show that and be like, well, how do you want to wrap it up? But I'm going to go ahead and say now that if you guys did enjoy the episode, make sure you hit that subscribe button and ring the bell so you get notified when we go live. Well, actually, we don't really go live on here. Like, if I were to go live for some video game streaming, for instance, then you'd be notified when I go live for that.
All right. Well, hey, I'm back. I was quicker than I thought. Go. I've always said Grizzlore reminded me of a critter. I don't know. I guess I could have grabbed him, too. I probably should have. Hold on. I'm still here. I'm still right here. Hold on.
Oh, all right. I'm sure someone's going to freak out because they saw, like, the side jaw profile of Joe's face.
Okay. All right. You hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, Grizzlore came out first anyways. Grizzlore was out before Critters, maybe just about a year before, I believe. But on the back of Grizzlore's card back, he always really looked like a critter. But I was like, man, he looks like a critter. So I always do shit where I'm teasing people, and I was showing a figure of Grizzlore. And people say, yeah, I never thought it. He kind of does. And I was like, yeah.
Joe's a genius.
He's a genius.
Like, see, that's actually really fucking cool.
And it does. It works perfect. And I was, like I said, I had to redo his hair and give it back in that mode. But I was like, now he does look like a critter, and gave him them crazy claws. But now when you put them side by side, it's like, no, they don't look nothing alike. But Grizzlore inspired this, and boy, did I get a lot of requests to make a critter now for a vintage style He-Man, which I call Critor. You know, he's got to add the OR since it's a He-Man figure. Zaha! Zing! But, I'm surprised they never made critter figures either. I would have bought the hell out of having some critters. So.
Yeah, that is kind of surprising.
Yeah, NECA, get on that. Get on that, NECA. Make some little
I bet their response would be like, either we can't get the rights or we don't think that it would sell too well.
Oh, they'd sell like fucking crazy.
You know, like the Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yeah, nobody can buy Jason Takes Manhattan, but they all want Roy, and Roy sold out in quick shit time, so Jesus, Jason from Jason Takes Manhattan would sell out in a hot second.
Right.
Jason always sells out. I've never seen Jason sit at a store. He is the one figure that has gone first everywhere.
Yeah. You still haven't nabbed that Toonie Terrors, Jason, have you?
Well, every time I go, it's gone. They got plenty of them
at least... Your Target actually stocks neck of shit. I don't know who's supposed to be doing it at my local one, but it's been the same thing for like 3 months now.
They restock all
from the Aliens line that they did, and then a couple T-800s from.
Oh, that does suck.
Yeah.
They get restocked, like I said, quite often, but they don't hold stuff. And back in the day, they could hold something for you. They're not allowed to do that no more. So every time I go, the new shipment comes. Jason's gone, but there's Freddy, and there's two of the different Pennywises or whatever, or whoever the hell else they make.
What days are you going, Joe?
I usually check on Tuesday and Thursday. Those are the days I usually...
From what I gather, the restocks happen on either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So I would go on one of those 3 days. But
all right.
Yeah. Well, man. I guess we're done here. I already did most of the spiel about subscribing and stuff. But if you guys liked that crit tour, click on the link down below. Hit Joe Amato up for custom, and buy one of his T-shirts if you want to. And
thanks, I appreciate that.
Maybe eventually, I don't know. I got to get back in the mood of like streaming stuff, so Joe can pop into the chat room and give me shit.
Video games, especially now that you got the Genesis ones. Come on, pop up. We want to see you playing games again. I want to see you playing some Genesis games because I got a ton of great ones. I gave you that list, remember? Yeah. I want to see what you can do.
All right. Probably not much. I know I'm going to be a disappointment to everybody, but we hope you guys enjoyed. And we don't really know what we're going to talk about the next time on the next show. We'll have to dig in the list that Joe sent me, and we'll figure something out. So we hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you subscribe. Leave a comment down below and let us know your thoughts on the Critter franchise. Maybe Part 3 is your favorite with Leonardo DiCaprio. But until then, we will see you in the future to talk about the past.